You're listening to episode 56 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, Strange Happenings in Utah, The Phenomenon of Skinwalker Ranch, by Lindsay Medenwalt. This article was first published online on October 10, 2024. The Christian Research Journal Reads podcast presents audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. To read the full text of the article along with its footnote documentation, please go to equip.org. That's EQUIP.org.
Strange Happenings in Utah, The Phenomenon of Skinwalker Ranch, by Lindsay Medenwalt, read by Christina Wintersteller. There's a place in Utah near the New Mexico border where legends have shifted to today's stories of paranormal phenomena, Skinwalker Ranch, a plot of 512 acres on the southern edge of Navajo Nation, has had reports of strange happenings since the 1600s. Cattle mutilations, unidentified orbs of light disappearing into rock formations or lakes, and the appearance of large wolf-like creatures, just to name a few. What's happening at Skinwalker Ranch? That's the topic of the History Channel's popular show, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, 2020 to present, a show that is framed much like its sister show on history, Ancient Aliens, 2009 to present. Throughout the Skinwalker Ranch series, an astrophysicist, Travis Taylor, is joined by a team of researchers to determine why so many strange things occur on the ranch. This article will offer an overview of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch and discuss some of the more important questions we face as we consider paranormal happenings and the potential of extraterrestrial life. How can Christians interact with others about shows like Skinwalker Ranch? What happens if the researchers at the ranch discover something truly life-changing, such as an extraterrestrial being or evidence of one, like a rocket or spaceship? Something odd is happening in Utah. For hundreds of years, people have reported odd things occurring in the region we now know as Skinwalker Ranch. Understanding the history of the ranch as well as its road to fame on the History Channel will help us pinpoint the fascination and lore it holds. Is there more than meets the eye, or can all the alleged occurrences be chalked up to myths, tricky camera angles, and or a desire to discover something beyond humanity and our planet? Ancient myths about skinwalkers. The Ute Native American tribe arrived in Utah in the 1300s, while the Navajo tribe arrived in the early 1600s. They didn't often get along. One legend says that after a particularly violent altercation in which the Ute helped oust the Navajo from the property, the Navajo cursed the Ute, quote, unleashing skinwalkers within their territory, unquote, which was located just about 20 miles from Skinwalker Ranch. Keeping in mind that not everyone agrees there was ever such a curse, skinwalkers have played a frequent role in Native American folklore. However, the Navajo seem to be the tribe most closely associated with skinwalkers. But what exactly is a skinwalker? According to Navajo legend, skinwalkers, Yi Nadlushi in the Navajo language, meaning, quote, with it, he goes on all fours, unquote, are, quote, malevolent witches, unquote, with, quote, supernatural powers, allowing them to shapeshift from a human to an animal at will. They often become coyotes, wolves, foxes, or bears, though they can transition into any animals, unquote. Skinwalkers are witches who have been initiated by completing a truly terrible act, such as killing someone, usually a family member. Following the murder, the witch gets their supernatural powers. In addition to taking on the shape of animals, skinwalkers are thought to wear predatory animal skins and skulls to get even more powerful. The Navajo use the skinwalkers as a sort of scapegoat, blaming the creatures for everything from the weather to death. Shape-shifting creatures aren't exclusive to the Navajo. Other groups have similar legends, including the Apache, the Hopi, and even Europeans like the Slavs and French. But what do skinwalkers have to do with the ranch, aside from the legend of the curse between the Navajo and the Ute? There have been various so-called skinwalker sightings on Skinwalker Ranch. Because of the sightings, previous owner Terry Sherman gave it the now infamous name. Skinwalkers are blamed for cattle mutilations and for frightening inhabitants and visitors of the ranch. These occurrences, as well as others such as mysterious lights, unidentified flying objects, and unexplained illnesses over the last couple of centuries, led current ranch owner Brandon Fugel to buy the property so that investigations could continue and perhaps answers could be found. Enter the History Channel. The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. When Brandon Fugel acquired Skinwalker Ranch in 2016, the real estate mogul was hopeful that answers would be uncovered about the strange happenings on the land. Fugel hired aerospace engineer Travis Taylor to lead a team of investigators through a series of experiments that would be documented by the History Channel. Taylor's resume includes work for the U.S. Department of Defense and NASA. Taylor also led the Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, task force, which resulted in the release of video featuring a UAP in 2021. In other words, Taylor is a bit of an expert in the field. The rest of the, quote, cast, unquote, as it's described on the History Channel's website, have a variety of backgrounds, including a private security officer, an entrepreneur, a technology expert, and an anthropologist. The team, cast, of Skinwalker Ranch intends to complete a variety of experiments to determine why odd things happen at the ranch. Their number one go-to is to fire rockets into the air with hopes that the rockets will trigger UAP activity. Inevitably, there are equipment and technology failures during the launches that prevent the team from collecting all the data they had planned to gather, although the cameras recording them seem to continue functioning. Despite claims of discoveries and shocking new evidence, the show produces more questions than answers. In a podcast interview, Taylor said he doesn't know what is causing the phenomena to occur on the ranch, but he's certain it's, quote, not naturally occurring, unquote. This means, of course, that he seems to have ruled out natural occurrences such as magnetic fields or radiation. Instead, Taylor seems to be almost hopeful that the phenomena are supernatural. This claim is bolstered by various episodes that feature radiation spikes, rapid onset illnesses, and sightings of UAPs, which they refer to as Tic Tacs. Theories presented on the show include extraterrestrial vortexes, space portals, and an underground spacecraft. Skeptics claim the cast of the show sees what they want to see and reads into events that others will believe something supernatural is happening. Taylor has claimed that no scientific journal will publish their research. Experiences as facts. Interestingly, Fugel's background as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints may be instructive. When Fugel was asked by a reporter if he believed the claims about the ranch, he replied, quote, I'm not a believer, I'm an experiencer, unquote. This is true of many Latter-day Saints who believe in Joseph Smith's, the founder of the Latter-day Saints, testimony despite the overwhelming lack of historical or archaeological evidence to support Smith's claims. Fugel is leading others to believe too. After an interview with Meg Walter of Deseret News, which is owned by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Fugel asked her what she thought about Skinwalker Ranch and the alleged paranormal activity. Quote, I've been to Skinwalker Ranch twice and haven't encountered a single specter, ghost, UFO, murdered cow, or even a technological malfunction, unquote, Walter replied. Quote, but just because I didn't experience these things doesn't mean they haven't happened, and it's more fun to live believing that they do, even if ghosts can't be quantified, unquote. This kind of thinking can be dangerous because even if it is more fun to believe in things like ghosts and extraterrestrials, living our lives as though things exist even when the evidence says otherwise leaves us open to falling prey to cults or heresies. Christians must be grounded in truth. This should be true for all aspects of our thinking, including our faith. Although experiences can certainly shape our faith, they shouldn't be the end-all, be-all, or foundation for our belief systems. This is why Christians must be grounded in the objective truth of God's Word, understanding that the claims in Scripture are supported by history, archaeology, science, and more. With regard to the ranch, the reality is that there is little evidence, scientific or otherwise, to support the theory that the events occurring on Skinwalker Ranch are linked to extraterrestrial intelligence or paranormal influences. As with most things, the explanations most supported by reason and evidence are likely true. Despite the experiences of those who have investigated the ranch, the show is now 5 seasons long, and there is not much, if any, data to support its claims. It's all still speculation and unclear video and photographs. What the show uses as, quote, evidence, unquote, shouldn't be enough to change your mind about extraterrestrial influence, government cover-ups, or skinwalkers. Don't mistake so-called experiences as facts. The larger picture. I recently rewatched M. Night Shyamalan's film Signs, 2002, starring Mel Gibson as a widowed father trying to protect his children and brother during an ET invasion. The film addresses some of life's biggest questions involving faith and humanity's place in the universe. These same questions may be behind the success of History Network shows such as Ancient Aliens and The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. If extraterrestrials exist, or if the phenomena occurring on the ranch are otherworldly, what does this mean for humans? In Signs, Gibson's character concludes that the signs he and his family witnessed existed beyond human comprehension. They simply were not going to understand fully, but for Gibson's character, ultimately, those signs point to God. For many of the researchers on Skinwalker Ranch, though, the signs point to extraterrestrials. In fact, Skinwalker Ranch owner Fugel bought the property knowing that, quote, an investigation into the strange and incredible occurrences could change the way human beings view their world, unquote. Christians should think more deeply about these questions, rather than simply being entertained by films and television shows that address these issues. We should see them as an opportunity to use our knowledge of God and reality. We should use reason and rationality to think more deeply about the conclusions presented in the things we watch. And what if extraterrestrial life is discovered on Skinwalker Ranch or elsewhere? I address this very question in an article about ancient aliens. Quote, philosopher Marie I. George asserts that they would be created in grace and thus would be ordered to a supernatural end. This echoes Billy Graham's thoughts. I firmly believe there are intelligent beings like us far away in space who worship God. Like us, they are God's creation. God does not get replaced by his creation. The reality is that we simply do not know, but it would be good to have a plan in place should the discovery of intelligent ET life happen. Unquote. The implications of Skinwalker Ranch. What's happening on Skinwalker Ranch is unbelievable in many ways, but just like ancient aliens, viewers seemed hooked, especially as speculation builds that there will be a 6th season. Will answers finally be revealed? Such a promise has been made in the past, so only time will tell, but ranch owner Brandon Fugel told me on X that, quote, events and incidents continue to occur at Skinwalker Ranch with great frequency, providing there is much more to this reality than meets the eye, unquote. Fans of the show responded to Fugel with support. One said, quote, I support everything Brandon says and does 100%. He does not mess around and is the most admirable person I know and loaded with integrity, unquote. Another was somewhat skeptical that Fugel and his team would make progress. Quote, the government will never let you reveal what is really going on there. It is an alien craft buried in the mesa. Remote viewers have seen it. I wish you the best to bring this to the forefront of our consciousness. Thank you, Mr. Fugel. Unquote. At least one person who responded to Fugel on X remains concerned about the spiritual implications, though, stating, quote, "I believe what is going on at the Skinwalker Ranch is in the spiritual realm, demons and angel type stuff," unquote. He is not alone in his thoughts. As Christians, we need to remember that the spiritual realm is real. Whatever is discovered on the ranch, the ultimate truth is found in God's Word, which admonishes us to stand firm in our faith. He's always been in control and will continue to be in control. It is through Him that all things are possible, Matthew 19:26. Not through any so-called extraterrestrial beings or paranormal experiences. Indeed, in Him we have nothing to fear. Quote, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust," unquote. Psalm 91:1-2, NIV.
Thank you for listening to another episode from the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which provides audio articles of Christian Research Journal articles. If you go to equip.org, you will find a brand new article for the Christian Research Journal published weekly. In addition, please subscribe to our other podcasts. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, you will find the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features interviews with Christian Research Journal authors, our flagship podcast, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI President Hank Hanegraaff takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in in-depth, free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting and informative people on the planet. At equip.org, you will also find a lot of resources to equip you, including many thousands of Christian Research Journal articles. That's equip.org.